Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
According to National Review's new podcast called The Detransitioner, between 2017 and 2021, 5,000 children were put on puberty blockers, 14,000 received hormone injections, and over 700 girls had double mastectomies. To reiterate, these are children under the age of 18, and in many cases, they were victims of abuse and neglect and suffered serious psychological harm. Unfortunately, medical professionals and the mainstream news media haven't considered what led children to become gender dysphoric in the first place. The effects of high doses of hormones and surgical mutilation of healthy sexual organs are irreversible, leaving most with great regret. The same regret that we'll all look back on this horrible chapter in our history when we failed to stand in the gap for our most vulnerable.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.